Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, everybody. We've been gone for a couple of weeks due to the lingering effects of Superstorm Sandy here in the New York metro area. I'm actually in New Jersey, but there have been a number of issues here. I don't want to dwell on that too much, but I do think it's worthwhile to let you know what happened. As you're probably aware, this enormous hurricane slash winter storm system hit the East Coast about 2.5 weeks ago, a little over 2 weeks ago, and knocked out power for much of the area for 2 weeks plus. In my specific area, we were without power for 2 weeks to the day. Had to relocate from our home and from our offices here to go to hotels and things like that where we'd have, you know, trivial little things like heat and running water and power and stuff. So it was quite the adventure. We made it more of a camping trip sort of adventure kind of thing. But I do want to point out that there are a lot of people who have suffered some really significant losses in southern New Jersey, down on the Jersey Shore, in Long Island, in Staten Island, in New York. Lower Manhattan, there were places that were heavily impacted, and other parts around the East Coast. Actually, about the eastern third of the U.S. really got impacted by the storm in some way or another. So while I don't normally do this, I'd actually really like to encourage you that if you're able to help in any way, please go to redcross.org, the American Red Cross's site, and contribute in any way you can. And actually, there's a number of ways you can help out. I believe you can volunteer. I know for sure you can donate blood, which would be very helpful because there's a shortage there. And, of course, you can donate money. And if you're able to help in any way, I do really encourage you to go to redcross.org and help out in any way that you can, because there's a lot of folks here who've lost a lot and could really use it. So that's the end of the plea, but it would be very much appreciated by the people in the area who've been impacted. Now, of course, that wasn't the only news in the 2 weeks since we've last been together. There was this little detail of we had the most recent presidential election here in the United States. For those of you who are outside the U.S., obviously, you're aware of that as well. But we just went through a new presidential election. And the reason I want to talk about it for a minute is not to get into politics at all. So whatever side of the aisle you're on, whichever political party you belong to, whichever view you hold, don't worry, I'm not here to offend anybody. I'm not here to piss anybody off. We're just going to talk about this, you know, from a more generic standpoint. One of the things that was really fascinating about the election is that many people have referred to it as the Moneyball election, or the first time the nerds won. There have been a number of stories going around about the effectiveness of the Obama campaign in particular in terms of using data targeting to find the people that they needed to vote and get them out to vote. And there's some great articles. There's one by Mark Thiessen in the Washington Post. Andrew Sullivan in the Daily Beast has a great one. And there's this site called Singularity Hub, which is new to me. I think it's more targeted towards politics. That also has a terrific article. And I'm going to link to those in the show notes because it really speaks to what we talk about here on the show all the time, in terms of how do you find the right customer, how do you talk to the right customer, what tools and techniques are available to you to reach the right customer. And if you look at a voter as a customer of a certain sort, not to demean the political process or make it as, you know, pedestrian as just business, but it was really fascinating the way that they did what they did. And I think there are a lot of lessons to be learned there for you as you run your business. A lot of this was very simple about finding the right people and putting the right message in front of them, which is something we've talked about in the show and on the blog repeatedly. So it's well worth the read and well worth your time, regardless of how you feel about the outcome of the election, pro or con or anything in between. I would highly encourage you to check those out. Now, of course, I talked a couple minutes ago about the hurricane here and what happened and all that. But there were a lot of lessons to be learned from what happened here with the big storm. And it really gets back to something we've talked about before, way back in week 3, in terms of what your customers need. I wrote a couple of posts earlier this week on the blog, and I will link to them in the show notes, that really get to the companies and businesses who did a great job of communicating with the local folks, the local people, about what was going on in the community. And they came at it from the standpoint of how do they help their customers first. So I told the story about Bob and Heidi Prudente, who run Bob's Long Valley Pizza, local pizzeria. And hang with me for a second, because I think you'll appreciate where this is going. But what they did was they posted a lot of things on their Facebook page that talked about what was happening in town. So it wasn't just, let's give you an update about the business, or let's offer specials, or let's take advantage of the situation. It really was about solving customer needs, including the post I keep talking about particularly, a link to all the information about road closures here in town. Now, what does that have to do with pizza? Nothing. But it has everything to do with solving a customer's problem. There were a lot of people here who did not know what was going on. Communication was not well managed. And these folks realized that, you know, their customers aren't looking for a hole. They were looking for a drill, right? You've heard that analogy before. People don't go into a hardware store to buy a drill because they don't want a drill. They want a hole. Bob and Heidi realized that their customers needed information about what was going on in town. And yeah, they did talk about the fact that the pizzeria was open when it was opened. The fact that, you know, they'd gotten their generator running and were able to make food for people and all that other kind of stuff. But they started first by saying, what is it our customers need? How can we help our customers first? And it was enormously, enormously helpful to the community as a whole. Now, of course, in social media, we talk about community a lot, but I don't think we talk about it in terms of what it really means. And what it really means is that you have a shared set of interests with the people you're talking to, the people you're connecting to. I've said many, many, many times that social is people. Who are you talking to? What do they care about? What do they need? You'll notice this is a recurring theme. And if you address your customers' needs, if you address your community's needs, if you think about how do I help first, that can be some of the most successful marketing for you in the long run. It's not something that you necessarily tie promotions to. It's not something that you sell ideas or sell business with. You're simply talking to people on a one-to-one basis and saying, hey, I understand what your problem is. I get it. Let me actually help you solve that problem. And when you do that, that helps build a very supportive, very welcoming community where things work well together. It's a tremendous, tremendous benefit to your business, as well as being a tremendous benefit to your customers overall. If you'd like to learn more about that, there's a great book from over a year ago, actually. But there's a book called Engagement from Scratch, How Super Community Builders Create a Loyal Audience and How You Can Do the Same. And it features writings from lots of people. Think people like CeCe Chapman, Mitch Joel, Guy Kawasaki, Brian Clark, with tremendous information on how you can grow a community, how you can make it work. And there are quite a lot of pieces in it about how you focus on helping your customers first. It's well worth the read. If you have a Kindle or the Kindle app, I recommend buying it that way because I think it runs about $7 on Amazon as a Kindle, as opposed to about $18 if you get it in the paperback edition. So I would recommend the Kindle version, but I will give you the link to both in the show notes. But it's something to think about, right? How are you helping your customers solve their problems? What information are you providing them? When you look at content marketing, which is something we've talked about and we will talk about more going forward, are you answering their questions first and helping them solve their problems first? And the better a job you do of that, the more effective you will be in terms of helping your customers overall. Okay, looking at the clock on the wall, it looks like we're about out of time. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. As ever, you can check out the show notes at timpeter.com/blog. You can subscribe to the podcast there as well, or you can subscribe to us on iTunes. And I do want to hear from you. You can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. Tell me what you think about the show. Ask questions. I'd love to hear from you. As ever, I'd like to thank you so much for tuning in to Things Out Loud. I really appreciate you being here, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a great week, everybody.